Hello.
Hi, is John there?
Okay.
Hey, John, this is Steve from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
Good, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Hey, we had spoken, I think, last Thursday, or before that even. I think it was last Tuesday. We were talking about some working capital that you may or may not be interested in.
Correct.
Do you remember that? Ring a bell?
Yeah, my question at the time was, how expensive is the money?
Right, right.
Describing the agenda.
Right. So I was talking to my supervisor about that, and what we were coming up with is, you know, it really depends on what you look like on paper. We have a couple different, you know, terms and things like that. So, I mean, you know, with our working capital, whatever your typical, your top line revenue is unsecured, so we can take about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. And with that, you know, you're looking at mid single digits, somewhere around there. You know, like I said, it's probably the best way we can tell you is what you look like on paper. I mean, it's not, I don't want to give you an unrealistic number and, you know, tell you something, and then if you are interested in doing it and then it comes back and it's completely different, I don't want to seem like, you know, I'm a liar or something like that. So, and actually, remember I said that my supervisor was, you know, sitting right next to me as he is right now, and that way I can hand him over if you, you know, want to talk about, you know, some real rates, and he can go in a little bit more depth about that real quick here. I'm going to hand him over to you. His name is Sam. He's been listening the whole time.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, this is Sam. I know you're talking to Steve. Can you give me a little idea of what you were looking for here?
It's basically working capital.
Working capital, okay. Did you have a specific amount that you were looking for?
Well, somewhere between 50 to 100,000, somewhere in that range, 50. Probably.
Okay, all right. And what were you looking to use it for?
You guys confuse me. Like, you guys are in the financial world, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what's the definition of working capital?
So it's just general operating capital for the business. It can be used pretty much for, you know, it's unsecured cash, so any way that you see fit. The reason that I ask is I know you're interested in what type of rate that you're looking for. That will match up with the type of term that we put you with. So, you know, if you're buying inventory that you're going to turn over pretty quickly, we can match you up with the short-term loan that limits the interest that you pay. If you're looking for kind of like a long-term expansion where you want to do something as far as 3 years out, it'd be a different type of rate. So just try to get an idea of what you're working with here.
We're a landscape pool company. Our biggest challenge with working capital is we start projects. They're quite expensive projects, pools and upscale landscaping.
Sure.
So we're incurring a lot of expense and cost in terms of our labor and materials.
Oh, okay.
So if you get these jobs done before we get the draws from the contractors we're working under, so that's
gotcha.
The nature of our working capital needs.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, and that matches up pretty well with the way the program functions. Now, how long do you need to wait before you get paid? Is it a 60-day, 90-day?
It all varies on the project. Certain projects we have established draws throughout the project. Some projects we don't get anything until the job is done. Every job is a little bit different.
Sure, okay. Now for, you know, our current situation, did you have a specific project that's coming up, or are you just looking to see kind of what's available for you in case it does come up?
Yeah, the latter.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. So, you know, just to give you an idea, kind of I think I see in the notes here you guys do about $1.7 million for your gross annual sales. Is that correct?
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay, so based on that number, you know, it looks like, you know, kind of middle of the road general, what we would be able to do is about 170,000 available to you, usually about 10% of that top line. Now, you don't need to use the full 170 if that's what you get approved for. You can choose the amount that matches up what you need. And then from there, we would also qualify you for the longest term possible. So typically they can range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. We'll qualify you for the longest one possible. Say usually for first time borrowers, the max usually comes around to about 2 years. But from there, you could match it up to, you know, as short as you would like, whatever makes sense for, you know, the project that you're working on. Now, the rate is going to vary with the term that you choose. The shorter the term, the lower the rate. It's pretty much the way that those things work. Now, we typically start at about 10 cents on the dollar, and we work from there, and it depends on a few different factors. We take a look at personal credit. It's a small factor, but it is a factor. How long have you guys been in business over there?
18, 20 years.
Oh, okay. That will help you a lot when it comes to the type of rate you'd be looking at. Time in business is a good factor, as well as the industry. And we do work with a lot of landscaping companies for, you know, just on a similar basis where they're starting work, there's material costs or, you know, costs that they need to get the work started. A lot of times labor is one of those, and then they're waiting on payments. Now, let me see here. Did you have an idea of when the next time this would be coming up for you is?
Well, it's an ongoing issue. You know,
we
incur jobs all the time, and so we're out selling it. And, you know, the job gets sold and gets signed off on, and then it's just a matter of scheduling.
Sure. And, so it can kind of pop up pretty quickly for you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. Okay. What is the size of the typical job that you guys do?
It'll range anywhere from $15,000 to $500,000.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's pretty big. Are they commercial projects, government projects?
No, all residential.
Oh, all residential. Wow.
If a pool gets involved, then, you know, obviously that becomes a more expensive project.
Sure.
Not every job has a pool with it, obviously, but you have everything in between.
Okay. Now, when this, you know, situation does come up, do you have a particular bank that you work with or that you have worked with in the past?
I work with U.S. Bank.
Okay. And are they able to do working capital loans for you?
They give more of a line of credit that we've utilized.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you do currently have a line of credit that you work, and that's kind of been how you've been covering those costs.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. All right. Is that line of credit available to you right now, or how much of it is used up?
It was 25,000, and we've used it up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, just to give you a little feedback, you know, having a line of credit is great to have. I know a lot of the times with the businesses that we work with, you know, they have the lines of credit, but it doesn't cover, it's not large enough to cover all their needs. So kind of a common, problem is getting into using up that line of credit. And when you do that, you know, you're in the long run, you end up paying higher rates because it affects the credit score. So like if you're looking to add equipment, something like that, having that credit used up is going to, you know, factor in on the price that you're paying for it. So one of the benefits of the working capital program is if you are in the situation where, you know, you have a project coming up and you want to get some working capital, if we're able to qualify you for, you know, a larger amount than what you need for that specific project, because it is unsecured and you're able to spend it however you'd like, you can use it to pay off that line of credit, free up, you know, a good percentage of that to be utilized, and that will help you going forward, you know, in terms of financing future pieces of equipment, that sort of thing. Especially if, you know, your sales being at about 1.7, and if you're only looking for 50 to 100,000, it would probably be in the cards and, you know, would be beneficial for the business. now, has Steve gone over kind of the process of, you know, getting you actual approval numbers to see how much you qualify for?
No.
Okay, it's a fairly simple process, and usually we can give you an answer on, you know, what we're able to approve you for in about 24 hours. We try to keep the paperwork to a minimum, a little different than what you'll deal with U.S. Bank. All we need is a one-page application. We take a look at 6 months of the recent business bank statements just to kind of analyze the cash flow of the business, and then we look at your most recent tax return. Now, I see you guys are in Utah. You know, as a landscaping company, are you fairly seasonal in Utah?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right. So usually what I recommend when your business is seasonal, in order to get, you know, an accurate approval or at least go off, you know, the stronger months, is we would probably look at 12 months of the business bank statements as opposed to 6, just so we can get the full picture and, you know, see the peaks for the busy time of year. Now, do you have an email address that I could send kind of this list of things over to you at?
Yes, and I've got to run. I've got to go into another meeting here, but send the stuff to impressionslandscape@gmail.com. All one word, impressionslandscape@gmail.
Okay, I will have Steve put together an email with all of that. It'll have the application and all of his direct contact information. So if you have any questions on it, go ahead, reach out, and I can always jump right on and give you some feedback too. But we'll send it out to you. All you got to do is get that stuff back to us, and we can go over some options for what's available to you, usually in about 24 hours.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, John.